Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, in his weekly hit with us, usually 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Today, he graciously moved to 5:20. It should be noted that Ross is right that every play, every snap, every moment shouldn't be a referendum on any young quarterback. Unfortunately, Shador is getting the first round treatment on this one, and maybe then some, in that, like, first round quarterbacks, every game, every snap, every moment, it's you're only as good as your last play of the last game. Shador's getting that despite being a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, the difference here is that the first-rounders at least get another week to go do it. And I don't know that Shador's going to have another week if he doesn't ball out this week. Like, this is his opportunity. This is, I'm going to go to like an Eminem thing here. Like, your one chance, your one opportunity. But, like, this is it. And so he's got to make it look good. Like, I'm sorry. Other first-round picks do have a chance to have the long runway, to prove themselves. Shador just doesn't. He's got this game.
And I think to the last thing Ross said, which is you want to see some of the things that made him good at Colorado.
Yeah, like the elite accuracy, for instance.
I think the problem is, I think the people that are hopeful about Shador on Sunday, I think you're going to see enough to be like, oh, hey, I can see why he belongs in the NFL. And then I think the people who are Shador detractors, I think they're going to also say, well, but you saw the holding on to the ball too long. Well, you saw the bailing out of the pocket and turning your back to the defense. Like, the reality is I don't expect those things to go away overnight. So unless he has historically good or historically bad, man, I just feel like people are going to I feel like it's only going to add more fuel to a fight instead of tamping it down. Right? Like,
yeah.
Now that Shador gets first team reps. All right, let's put away the first team reps conversation about what happened in the past, because right. Now you at least get to see it. So that's a narrative that goes away. Most of the narratives, unless he has a holy crap electric game or a holy crap electrically bad game, yeah, I think people are just going to see what they want to with Shador.
Well, even in, like, remember the Panthers preseason game, not that this is the end-all be-all, but that was not a perfect game. There were some moments in that game that looked a little like, all right, maybe that wasn't the best play in the world, but he had looked so otherworldly good in the other parts of it that it just overshadowed all of that. And that is what I think Shador is going to have to try to do, something like that, where it just, you get to make your little mistakes here and there, and but the good is going to, it'll just cover it all up. It's got to be the idea.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting, just the push and pull between the best versions of Shador and the worst versions of Shador on Sunday. Because I'm wondering, like, how many like the passes to Harold Fannin do we have to see before we're like, all right, I want more of this.
I think just one. One was all it took for a lot of people.
Well, but I mean,
but
that's,
it was good.
That's
that, it was good that we saw it.
That's one on one drive, and I think it helped him that it was on the last drive.
You mean
drive.
In one game, one complete game?
Yes.
How many of those? Because think about it. Dylan Gabriel had a 26-yard pass in that game in the first half, and that was the longest pass he's had this entire season. So, like, if we get a couple of those in the game, I think a lot of people. And really, that's the idea of it, though. Are you stretching the field? Are you giving your offense a true chance? And if he looks like he is, then I think that's going to be enough for people.
Well, and I think this is. Is the one fly in the ointment on the, well, the thing around him sucks, which
yeah.
is fair. The offensive line has not played well. The running game is just not firing because teams are expecting it, and they know the Browns are only going to run between the tackles. There's even, I mean, the reverse game, woo, you got a jet sweep going, guys, once a game.
Ashley earlier, and I love Ashley, but it was like the Malachi Corley thing. She's like, what a raving success this is. And
in
I was
fairness,
like, huh?
In fairness, how many times have we watched the jet sweep thing just not work for them?
It's good that this one is kind of working, but
you
it's
get
also
one a game.
That's it though. It's like this is not the thing we should be raving about.
But like everyone's saying, well, he doesn't have the situation around him to be good. It's fair. Neither does Jackson Dart. Like, and I Keith has actually been all over this when we've talked. I think Keith's spot on. Like, you can watch Jackson Dart play for the Giants and go, there's something there. That's a good football player.
He's got moxie. And he's got enough there.
If you improve the things around him, that's going to give you a really chance to be a really nice team for a couple years, okay, right?
But the Giants' offensive line is still grading out way better than what the Browns is. They're seventh right now in PFF.
Fair, but...
Like our offensive line, and I mean, you know this, you're a big line guy. Like, your offensive line, they're not just 32nd. They're dead last by a mile.
But I think, like, we start thinking about ways to overcome some of the issues around you, well, the quarterback throwing the ball deep is going to make it easier for Quinshon Judkins to score some points and to get up and to get some good runs in. You know what I mean?
For sure. And even within that, by the way, because basically what you're speaking to is an idea of overcoming obstacles.
Yes.
And what I've always loved and appreciated about the Shador camp and the people around Shador Sanders, all they've ever asked for is an opportunity. They are not the ones to point out 32nd offensive line and wide receivers that are in the wrong spots, etc. They're not the ones to do that. And so if that's true and you can overcome all this stuff, then show us.
I may have to change my stance on Shador Sanders in that it might be time to take a stance on Shador Sanders. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.